Coda. Noun. Final passage of piece of music, usually elaborate or distinct. The Pocket Oxford Dictionary. What are you, English? A paid assassin? A hired killer? All soldiers are that, I said. Len Dayton, billion-dollar brain. Chapter 1. Toronto, December 27th. Bunny's gone. I stepped off the ice to get us sausages from the truck, which he wanted. My brother doesn't get street meat these days. And now, when I turn back, he's vanished. What's with that? I hoover a sausage and scope the place. I saw the latest James Bond movie before Christmas, and I've been doing his laser stare ever since. I think I rock it, even with glasses. Q should be talking in my earbud. The rink at City Hall is hopping tonight. Skaters in bright colors, Christmas decorations, tinny music, cold. At the far side, the scaffolding is set up for the New Year's Eve concert stage. This year, it's Aiden Tween. Since I'm not a 12-year-old girl, I plan to miss it. Meanwhile, the hiss of blades on ice reminds me of the Komodo dragons Bond escaped from in Skyfall. I whip out my phone and grab a few seconds of video. I imagine an overhead shot, patterns of people flowing, Bond zipping through them. Hey, a chase scene on ice. I bet no one's ever done it. I could use Bunny. He's a good skater. But Bunny's not skating. Maybe he's hit the washroom. Before I check, I take time to polish off his sausage too. I guess I'm hungrier than I thought. Besides, Bunny's not the only person I'm looking for. I haven't seen Amber Lee since September, and it might be nice to meet her on my own. I don't see Amber Lee either. I fire Bun a text. Where are you? Then Amber Lee. Skating, remember? I turn to look for Bunny near the sausage truck and hear my ringtone, those eerie first notes from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I dig out my phone again. Amber Lee has texted, Pan 180. I get it. Amber Lee is in first-year film school, like me. I turn around, and there she is, on the ice right behind me. Hey, I say. Spencer! It's not Oscar-quality dialogue, but I'll take it. Amber Lee's arms are stretched out. Is this for a hello hug or just for balance? Should I go for the hug? What if it's a bad call? I solve the problem by forgetting I'm wearing skates as I step forward. I stumble onto the ice and practically land on top of her. Whoa! She helps me stand up. Hey, new glasses. Like 'em. I fumble them back into place. I've replaced my wire frames with clunky black ones, which are very cool right now. Plus, they go with the old curling sweater I found in a vintage store, decorated with crossed brooms and deer antlers. I am now urban cool. Amber Lee says, there's mustard on your chin. What? Oh, sorry. I swipe at my chin. So much for cool. No problem. She gives me a real hug. Amber Lee looks great, as usual. Her blonde hair sweeps out from under the same kind of hat Dad got Bunny and me for Christmas. I instantly revise my opinion on woolly yellow and blue hats with ear flaps and tie strings. Maybe I'll wear mine after all. I see she has matching mittens, too. All in all, Amber Lee makes a great picture. Until someone else barges into the frame. A big guy showers me with ice flakes in a perfect hockey stop. This is Toby, Amber Lee says. We're friends at school. Hey, says Toby. He's wearing the same hat. I re-revise my opinion and make a mental note to give my hat to the first street person I see. Underneath the hat, Toby has a perfect swoop of brown hair and a perfect stubbly face above a perfect suede bomber jacket with a perfect long preppy scarf that matches the hat. I know his skates are expensive because Bunny has the same kind. I hate him already. I shake hands with Toby. Who does that? Trying for my best manly grip. He says, Amber Lee's told me about you, in some kind of clipped American accent. I wonder which part she told him. She was probably just kidding, I say. Toby laughs. That doesn't help. So, Amber Lee says, let's skate. Uh-oh. I was so anxious to see Amber Lee, I never thought about the actual skating part. The only ice I can handle is in a glass of scotch. And that's not even my line. It's from a movie about a killer glacier. I don't even drink scotch. I say. Actually, I have to look for Bunny. They both look surprised. How much has Amber Lee told this guy? Bunny? Amber Lee says. Isn't he? I nod. But he's home for Christmas. It's complicated. He was with me, and now he's gone. And he's only supposed to be with family, so I have to find him. Can we help? Toby asks. Nah, it's okay. You skate. He's probably just in the washroom. When I find him, we'll come back. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll just go somewhere and die. Where are the washrooms? Says Amber Lee. Over there. I point to the far end of the rink. Come on, we'll skate over with you. Oh, that's okay. Come on. Amber Lee beckons and does a nifty little backup glide. Oh man, what can I do? Bloody hell, I whisper in my best Brit accent. Man up, Bond. Right. Notice James Bond never skates? I push off carefully. Except for falling over, wobbling forward is all I can do on skates. I keep my hands out, legs spread wide enough to drive the sausage truck between them. I'm swearing in a steady stream under my breath. This is Bun's fault. He's the one who wanted to skate. He'd even wanted to skate on the lake up at Grandpa's cottage yesterday if the ice was strong enough. Then all the crazy stuff happened, and we forgot about it. As soon as we got home today, Bunny said, "Come on, Spence, my only chance, maybe." I was good with it. Amber Lee and her mom were in town, staying at the hotel across the street from City Hall. I texted her, figuring we'd sit on a bench and talk while Bun skated. I really wanted to tell her about what had happened at the cottage. Besides, I felt kind of sorry for Bun. He's not exactly having fun these days. Now I'm not having fun, and Amber Lee and Toby are politely pretending not to notice. Toby is skating backward, which does not make me like him any better. My exit is coming up. If I glide now, I should run out of gas as my toes bump the end of the rink. This is good, because I don't know how to stop either.
Amber Lee and Toby start their turn. I don't.
Back in a bit, I call. Amber Lee waves. My toes kiss the edge of the rink.